Hello, everyone, and welcome to Election Extra. It's a new program heard Monday to Friday at this time, up until the February 11th general elections. I'm Barry Wilkinson. There has been a lot of talk about third parties in this general election, but one such, the Friends of Democracy, is rejecting the label. Vice President Ricardo Harrison spoke with Election Extra.
With respect to your question, as it relates to, as you said, third parties, we prefer to call ourselves a fresh party, given that history has shown that over the last 30, 40 years, third parties have not been as successful as perhaps they should have been at the various polls. So we don't consider ourselves a third party. We consider ourselves a fresh party with new ideas, new policies, and fresh individuals who are willing and able to bring a difference to the political landscape of Barbados.
That's Ricardo Harrison, third vice president of the Friends of Democracy and St. James South candidate. Pastor Matthew Thorne also argues the third party label does not reflect its mission or agenda.
The Friends of Democracy political party is a new party with fresh faces, fresh ideas, and it is a party that recognizes the dire need for an opposition and a rigorous opposition. We are coming to the people of Barbados asking them to trust us. And it's not so much trust us to lead a government, although if that is the case, so be it. But trust us to bring back some accountability, bring some level of balance, and certainly some level of strength to democracy in Barbados.
Third Vice President of the Friends of Democracy and St. James South candidate, Pastor Matthew Thorne. On the canvas trail, there is a lot of work being done. Barbados Labour Party candidate for St. Michael North, Davison Ishmael, has echoed concerns about the cost of living, while also highlighting crime as a key issue. Mr. Ishmael spoke with Election Extra as he was canvassing in the constituency.
We know that the government has implemented several programs to try to reduce and control the cost of living, but we also understand that in a small open economy like ours, that there is not so much that you can do to really restrict or even prevent the passing on of expenses as goods and items move from outside of Barbados and come into Barbados. And we know that across the world, cost of living is a major issue for many citizens. Crime is a national issue, and this administration has put many things in place from the justice reform side of it to trade and the penal reform side of it, and even in terms of resources being allocated to the Barbados Police Service.
He also took time to explain the pace of work in the constituency that has been hectic but necessary.
I have been not only delivering in terms of results, tangible results, roads, infrastructure, programs for youth, programs for the elderly, events, community activities to bring the communities together. So whilst we're in an election campaign, I'm not so much focused on that part of it because this is just a continuation of my work. It gives us the opportunity though to wrap up and to be able to focus on getting out there and actually engaging with persons a little bit more than we may have been able to do as ministers and as, you know, MPs trying to get things done in the constituency.
Barbados Labour Party candidate for St. Michael North, Davison Ishmael. Democratic Labour Party candidate for the city of Bridgetown, Dale Rowe, is sounding the alarm on critical issues he says he has identified since canvassing in the constituency. Outlining major concerns of residents with housing, Mr. Rowe told Election Extra there needs to be urgent focus on uplifting residents in the city.
Let us be real. Crime is high. The cost of living is high. The current administration seems not to care. So for me, my focus have always been the people, and it will continue to be the people. So the first things we need to address, we need a presence in the city 24/7. The people need to feel the representative. Two, we need to create housing opportunities for every single Barbadian, so housing can be affordable and achievable for those persons. And three, we need solid programs to help our young people to be enrolled in jobs and career opportunities, not the three-month contract that the administration loves to offer.
That's DLP candidate for the city of Bridgetown, Dale Rowe. This has been another edition of Election Extra. A new program heard Monday to Friday at this time up until the February 11th general elections. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good evening.